Alrighty then, welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, and I'm your host, apparently Ace Ventura, Jesse Steele, and today is March 15th. Just a couple things out today, we'll try to make this a quick one. So, Mammoth Lakes is holding a summer recreation expo. It sounds pretty cool. Discover a new summer adventure at the 2022 Summer Recreation Expo, Tuesday, March 29th from 5 to 7 in the Mammoth High School Gym. This one-stop shop for everything recreation is your opportunity to plan your summer of adventure by learning about the many diverse summer camps and programs offered by the Parks and Recreation Department, or the plethora of activities, events, leagues, trails, and recreation programs offered in our community. The Summer Recreation Expo is a free event, and all attendees will be entered in a drawing to win great raffle prizes throughout the night, including a free Parks and Recreation Department summer camp. Additional raffle tickets will be available for purchase. All proceeds go to the Tony Colasardo Scholarship Fund, ensuring that every child has the opportunity to participate in our camps and programs regardless of cost. Summer camp pre-registration opens April 4th. Be prepared. Pre-registration for Parks and Recreation summer camps and programs go on sale Monday, April 4th, 2022 at 8 a.m. They are excited to provide 9 weeks of summer camp fun this year for ages 3 through 18. They have a jam-packed schedule of awesomeness with something for everyone. Programs ages align with grade that children were enrolled in during the 21-22 school year. To view our expanded summer programs offering, please click here or go to Eastern Sierra Now and click there. For additional information about the Summer Recreation Expo, please visit the Parks and Recreation website or call Parks and Rec at 760-965-3690. And remember, all recreation, all the time. That's the Mammoth Lakes Parks and Rec motto. So, a couple of cool events going on there. There will be a Inyo County and Los Angeles technical group meeting, and that'll be March 17th. And this one has a purpose. This isn't just a meeting. So, what did they say here? The purpose of this Water Commission meeting is solely for making the necessary AB 361 findings regarding the COVID-19 pandemic to continue to meet in a manner that does not threaten the health and safety of meeting attendees and participants. So, it sounds like to me they're discussing whether they should have meetings in public or meetings on Zoom. If you'd like to join this, it's March 17th, 3 p.m., and the Zoom link is at easternsierranow.com.
So I remember the first time that my dad tried to barbecue. So someone told him that it was one beer per side. And so he did that, burned the crap out of it, and then they called the fire department on it.
This is Matt.
My name's Matt, and I own Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, California.
Hajimemashite!
He speaks Japanese.
Copper Top Barbecue, yokoso! Ja, miko!
Has a black belt.
Actually, it's a brown belt.
And loves playing video games with his husband, Josh. But this isn't a story about those things.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, it is kind of about barbecue.
Was it good?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So I was living in Kanoya, Japan. My dad called me, and he said I lost my job, and said that he wanted to open a barbecue place and that he needed help.
So if you haven't picked up on that yet, that was Matt Otten from Copper Top. And maybe you haven't seen this yet, but Google Pixel, which is their Google phone, they did a commercial about Copper Top 6 months to a year ago. And you can see that commercial if you go to Eastern Sierra Now and click on the picture of Matt at the top of the screen with Copper Top. It's a really interesting commercial. It talks about their phone a lot, but it talks about Copper Top and Big Pine and how cool of a job they do there and stuff. And if, I mean, you've heard me talk about it all the time. I can't say anything more, you know, go Matt, go Big Pine. Copper Top is a great place, coppertopbarbecue.com. You can head over there, order your food, show up. It's ready to go. Once I learned that, I've never waited there more than 2 or 3 minutes unless I'm talking to Al or Matt or somebody there. You know what I mean? You just show up, get it, and take off. You don't even have to wait in line. So the lines, that's for the tourists. They're showing up. They don't realize. The rest of us, you go online and you type in local 20 underneath discount, and you're going to get 20% off of your food. I'm telling you, Copper Top's a way to go. Love everything they're doing. And remember, they're doing the Frisbee Golf tournaments now. So the last Saturday of the month will be the actual tournament where you can win an Oculus Rift or $300 gift certificate to a store of your choosing, sponsored completely by Matt, the owner of Copper Top. But the other Saturdays in the month is for practice. So you show up over there, Matt's supplying drinks, Matt's supplying food. This is just a great way for people to get out and have a good time and build some community. I could not get more behind this. Thank you, Matt, for doing that. And thank you, Copper Top. So it looks like this Saturday, the 19th at 8 a.m., there will be a ride for Joe Bragdon. So apparently Mr. Bragdon here is having some kidney issues and they are going to do a ride and a poker turn. Here, let me just read this for you. So we'll be having a poker run for Joe Bragdon and his family on Saturday, March 19th. Sign-ups start at 8 a.m. and the ride will start around 10 a.m. Side-by-side, dirt bikes, Jeeps, Harleys, all invited. Joe Bragdon has been battling kidney disease for some time now and has been in and out of the hospital with some major medical challenges. He's currently on the kidney transplant list. In the last couple months, between him urgently needing to be hospitalized for complications and his routine doctor's appointments, his total days in the hospital are close to an entire month. So as you can imagine, getting to work has been something he hasn't really been able to do, even though there have been times that as soon as he was discharged, he was at work the next day. Tough guy. There will be prizes for best and worst hand and also a 50-50 raffle. Entry fee for side-by-sides, Jeeps, and trucks, $100 each. Entry fee for bikes, $50. Raffle tickets, $1 each. Every penny raised will be going to the Bragdon family. If you do not want to participate in the ride but would still like to donate, please feel free to message me, message them. So, side-by-sides will have a choice of a north or south ride. Dirt bikes will have a single track ride towards Big Pine. Jeeps and trucks will be leaving around 9 a.m. Harley Loop is to be determined. All rides will be completed and back to Mill Pond Snack Shack by 3 p.m. So I got this from Facebook. So if you are interested in knowing more about that, you can go to Rebecca Bragdon's Facebook page where you can sign up for that. But otherwise, it is 8 a.m. this Saturday, the 19th. To sign up and donate to a worthy cause. It sounds like they need the help. So, last but not least is our favorite Mammoth Lakes Tourism and our favorite Emily Bryant. So, we are going to give you Mammoth Lakes Tourism's 5 and 5.
Welcome to the 5 and 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce are hosting an events forum on March 16th at the Village. Event producers, make sure to attend to get all your questions answered regarding this year's event funding application process. For more information and to sign up, please contact Dakota at dsnyder@visitmammoth.com. 2. Mammoth Lakes was recently featured in Italy's Donna Cultura in an article titled Lakes and Mountains in California, Summer Vacation 2022. The article has an ad value of $750. You can read the article in Italian at donnacultura.eu. 3. This month, winter air service begins to wind down, but summer air service with Advanced Airlines is confirmed from Carlsbad and Hawthorne into Mammoth Yosemite Airport and will kick off on June 16th. Book your summer airfare by May 30th and fly by September 12th and get 20% off your flight with the code EARLYBIRD20. 4. As a part of the High Sierra Visitor Council, Mammoth Lakes Tourism and Visit California have partnered with strategic marketing firm Miles Partnership for 2 free virtual workshops that provide hands-on assistance with optimizing your business's presence on Google, Yelp, and TripAdvisor. The first will be held March 17th at 9 a.m. and the second on March 29th at 9 a.m. Registration in advance is highly recommended. For more information, please reach out to Emily at ebryant@visitmammoth.com. 5. A blog post from visitmammoth.com was recently featured in India's NDTV food publication in an article titled Where to Warm Up, Best of the Coffee Shops in Mammoth Lakes. The website receives approximately 1 million unique monthly visitors, and the article has an ad value of approximately $2,000. You can read the article online at food.ndtv.com. Have questions or looking for further information? Subscribe to our newsletter at visitmammoth.com/industry/tourism newsletter.
Mammoth Lakes.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Emily. And that's going to do it for Eastern Sierra Now today. I'd just like to throw a quick shout out to our patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida D, Tomato Head, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you all so much for all that you do. I know we say it every day, and you know what? We're going to continue to. If those of you listening would like to participate and help out with the local news, then you can do that at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I'm Jesse Steele.